Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, yesterday I was pretty tough on a fellow USC Trojan. Yeah, I was kind of tough on the lady that wrote the article that I talked about on yesterday's show, but it wasn't personal. Nothing that I shared was personal in nature. All I was trying to do was identify for you that there's information that flows out there in the world, and some of it is anecdotal, some of it is spot on, some of it is just rubbish, and then there's everything else. And the article yesterday was talking about, you know, 25 things that you ought to consider doing when you get to retirement, and the whole premise for the article had to do with meager existence. Yeah, I mean, there's another way to describe it. It's meager existence. It was focused on the concept that you're going to work your entire adult life, and you're going to get to a place in the future with, you're going to hopefully have a big bag of money. You're going to step away from working. You're going to live off that bag of money and hope that it doesn't run out before you die. And the article yesterday was giving you suggestions on how you could actually make that work. Yeah, she was making suggestions on how you could make that work, because 95% of Americans are pretty much in that lane. And I don't think Americans should be in that lane. I think Americans need to be in the lane that I discovered, the lane that Del Walmsley put together for us 31 years ago. As a matter of fact, I got an email from a friend of mine who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Now, I'll be honest with you, he wasn't my friend a couple years ago. He was an acquaintance. But I've gotten to know this guy a little bit. I actually had a chance to hang out with him a little while at our expo that we did last month in Irving, Texas. And he's just a really good dude. His name is Jeff. Now, I'm not going to give you his last name, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you a little email dialogue that I had with him. And the reason I'm dialoguing with Jeff is that Jeff is an example of somebody who did exactly what I did most of my life. He did exactly what you're probably doing right now. And what we're trying to help you understand is that you don't have to keep doing what you're doing. There's actually a much better way for you to achieve retirement. And it has to do with investing correctly in real estate. Now, don't just go out and buy a piece of real estate and go, oh, I'm retired, because that's not the way it works. That is not the way it works. Real estate is one of these investment assets that, I'll be frank with you, if you don't educate yourself correctly, you could cause yourself problems. And I know this firsthand, because I bought real estate as a younger man. I didn't operate it correctly because I wasn't educated on how to do it correctly. And it wasn't until I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 4 years ago that I fixed the train wreck that I had put into motion many years prior to that. So Jeff was listening to the show yesterday, and he just kind of shot me an email saying, hey man, good show, good show. I think people need to understand that lifestyle, you don't have to wait until your 60s or your 70s. And Jeff, he's in the Gets It Club. And let me tell you what else is going on with Jeff. And again, I'm not going to tell you his last name, and here's why. Jeff plans to retire from his job. Yeah, he actually has a target date. He's saying my last official day is going to be January 2nd. And I asked Jeff at the expo if he wanted to come on the radio show, because I think Jeff has a very interesting perspective, and we're going to get him booked. I think we've got him booked in February, and I'll just give you kind of a precursor of what Jeff has been able to do since he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 5 years ago. Yeah. So the key point is this: January 2nd, that's what time is it? That's what, 3 months away? Okay. Jeff is going to be out of the workforce. Now, I don't know exactly how old Jeff is. I really don't. I've never asked him. But just looking at the guy, he's in good shape. I would estimate late 40s, early 50s. I don't know. Jeff will probably ship me an email and straighten me out. But that's the point. He's not in his 60s or his 70s trying to retire. He's in his 40s or his 50s, and he's already got the date marked on the wall. He knows when he's stepping away from corporate America. Let me give you a little more insight from Jeff. He says, I actually want to be able to be very candid. And he's talking about when we get him on the radio in February. He says, I really want to be very candid and share some direct feedback about corporate America and its stranglehold that it has on its employees during the working years. Yeah, Jeff has seen it. He's been on the inside of all this stuff. And he wants to share his experiences with you, because I will tell you, Jeff has been going through the same stuff that you're going through in corporate America. Guaranteed. But the big difference is this: Jeff has an exit strategy, and that exit strategy started 5 years ago when he joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Now I will tell you, Jeff, like me, owned some single family properties prior to being a member, but he's also built up a big portfolio. So he has 15 single family homes. Some of those he bought as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Some of those he did not. But the big thing is this: Jeff is currently invested in more than 4,000 units of apartment communities. Yeah, 4,000 units. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of families. I mean, if you think about it, let's say every family has like, what, 3 people in it on average? Okay, so Jeff is providing clean, functional workforce housing to about 12,000 people, and he's not lifting a hammer to do it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you more about Jeff's story. Stick around.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right. The reason I have to protect Jeff's identity, I'm not going to tell you his last name. As a matter of fact, I may not be using his correct first name. I might be using a pseudonym. Yeah, there's a word I learned in 8th grade English that I actually remembered, a pseudonym. Anyway, part of the reason Jeff wants to wait until he's effectively out of corporate America to tell you the insider information about what actually goes on in the sausage-making factory. Now, okay, Jeff doesn't make sausage for a living. That's not what he does. But corporate America is routinely compared to the concept of making sausage. Everybody goes, oh, well, you know, if you want to know what's in the sausage, don't watch the process, right? Okay, well, corporate America does the same thing. And Jeff is integrated within a corporate America structure where he sees things and experiences things that don't sit right with him. No, it makes him mad. It makes him angry. And here's the other thing. If he were to come on the radio show tomorrow and start telling you everything he knows and somebody figured out who he was, he might be in big trouble. Yeah, he might be in big trouble because trust me, corporate America's got a lot of lawyers that work for it, and those lawyers are interested in protecting the corporation's assets, so to speak, and corporate America has a tendency to have you sign a lot of paperwork, some of which you may not understand what you're signing, that tells you what you can and cannot do. Yeah. So, here's the thing. If we wait 90 days for Jeff to effectively retire himself, he's gonna come clean. He's going to tell you what's going on. He might be able to tell you things that you weren't even aware of that might be impacting you right now in corporate America. Yeah, I think that's good information, don't you? That's why I'm pretty excited to have Jeff on the show next year. But in the meantime, Jeff also noticed that, you know, I was kind of picking on the reporter yesterday, and I think the reporter actually yesterday did a good job articulating what 95% of America actually believe, that you have to save up for retirement, then you get to a place of retirement, and then you live off of all your savings, and you hope that you don't run out of money. Yeah, it's that to me is very risky. You should do what Jeff's done. Yeah, Jeff has taken all of his hard-earned money, and he's redeployed it into apartment communities. Remember I told you before the break, he owns over 4,000 units, and I made an estimation that he impacts the lives of 12,000 people through his ownership of real estate. Now, Jeff is not the guy that goes out and does all the heavy lifting. He's not the lead investor. He is, in other words, somebody that goes and puts these syndicated real estate deals together in the apartment industry. Or not really in the industry, really for Lifestyles Unlimited, because we operate within a closed network, and therefore that we get some benefits that the government allows us to take when we syndicate deals. And we have to only syndicate deals to each other. That's part of the closed network requirement. Anyway, so Jeff is invested with a lot of other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And all of those investments have created a situation in his life where he doesn't need to be employed anymore. He's stepping away. He's going to take all control of his time back. Now, he has to wait 90 days because, you know, there can be some concerns that one might have with stepping away from a job that might be giving you some kind of golden parachute or some kind of transition thing that you could screw up by leaving too soon. And trust me, we've got a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are doing exactly what Jeff is in the middle of doing. Planning for their exit, knowing that it is just over the horizon, and making sure that they don't do anything to mess that up. And it's a beautiful thing. Because here's the most beautiful thing about it. Jeff is making the decision as to when he leaves. His company's not making that decision. His corporation's not making that decision. Jeff's making that decision. He has painted the date on the wall, and he said, okay, this is it. This is my exit date. And whatever he chose to share with his employer or not, his employer knows that Jeff is looking to check out at the beginning of next year. So, what's Jeff going to do with his time? Well, I'm pretty confident he's going to find a lot of things to do with his time. As a matter of fact, we'll get into that conversation when I bring him on the show. But here's the other thing I want to share with you. Now, Jeff shot me an article. This is actually a pretty cool article. It is written by a gentleman by the name of Michael Garrity. And, you know, I'm going to get into Michael Garrity's background because I want to understand who's writing the information so that I can understand maybe if there's any spin to it or if it's just factual, et cetera, et cetera. So Michael Garrity, this guy is the founder of the World Property Journal, and he's writing this journal. And he apparently launched this publication in Miami in the fall of 2010. So he's been around for about 11 years, and he's actually got some pretty decent credentials. He has been cited, interviewed, and referenced by hundreds of local, national, and international news media organizations over the years that include, okay, the Wall Street Journal's Mansion Global. Okay, they're pretty credible. Bloomberg News, they tend to be credible. NBC Nightly News, NBC Today Show, CBS, ABC, Time Magazine, the Miami Herald. Okay, all of these, I mean, they could be credible. They could be spin. I don't even know which newspapers anymore give you facts as opposed to opinion, because I don't really read most of them anymore. But he does have a lot of writings in places like the Orlando Business Journal and Realtor Magazine and different publications that have a financial nature. I think that Mr. Garrity, who, by the way, is also a member of the National Association of Real Estate Editors, is a pretty credible dude. I do. And I can understand why Jeff read this guy's article and said, you know, maybe he's making some points you want to share with the audience. So why don't we do it? Why don't we just follow Jeff's suggestion and let's get into this article. And I'm just going to give you some of the big takeaways in this article. Michael Garrity titles the thing, Remote Working to Impact U.S. Housing Demand for Years. Yeah, for years. Remote working. Now, let me stop and let me take you back to a time in your life where maybe your employer was considering doing remote working, or, and I'm not talking about pandemic time, I'm talking about before then, okay? Or maybe you suggested to your employer that maybe you could be just as effective or maybe even more effective if you were able to remote work. And I will tell you, there were a lot of employers back in the day that didn't like that idea. They didn't like giving up control. They want their workers in the bullpen, so to speak, so that all the workers are assembled together and they're able to interact and correspond and do all those things that little small groups do to create things for the organization. But now, after the pandemic, it's different. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you why. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so this article that Michael Garrity wrote, he's citing Zillow, and based on some research Zillow performed recently, it indicates that 40%, almost 40% of the United States workforce still don't know if or how often they'll be working in person. That's a big number. That's a really big number. I mean, think about it. The actual number is 39%, but it's still a big number. Now, if these people work in the service industry, depending on what they do, they probably are going to have to be present for work. I mean, for instance, if you are a server in a fine dining establishment, you know, a waiter, waitress, whatever, you probably need to be in person to get that done. But there are other jobs out there that we've learned through the pandemic that can be easily accomplished from home. So what's going on out there? What's going on out there? Well, this is what I think is going on out there. I think that employers are trying to figure out, you know what? Do we really need to mess with this? I mean, for certain jobs, are we happy with the productivity we got from our employees during the pandemic? Or are we not happy with the results that we received? Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think every business has to look at. I think they also have to look at the cost associated with employees being physically present in facilities that you own or rent as a business. Now think about it. If you, let's say you've got a little small manufacturing company. Let's say this manufacturing company needs people to physically be there to do the manufacturing process. Okay, there are costs for tools and equipment and training for those employees, and then there's safety considerations and costs associated with doing that, and you have to set up the plant, property, and equipment. But maybe you also had your secretarial services and your reception services and your sales services and some of the automated systems. You used to have all those people physically at your location. Well, maybe you don't need to do that anymore. And by reducing that human footprint on the facility, you may actually be able to reduce some of your costs. Oh, there might be some benefits to the employer for letting the employee work from home. But that still doesn't change the fact that nearly 40% of the American workforce out there doesn't know if they're going to have to physically be present for work or if they'll still be working at home. Now, I know you guys follow Google. I mean, I don't really follow Google, but you know, some of the scuttlebutt that I've been hearing about Google is that they own these massive facilities in Northern California. I've driven by them. I've seen them. They're massive facilities. And during the pandemic, they were pretty much empty. Is it worthwhile to fire those things back up if you've already shifted the cost for doing the work onto the employee? Because, okay, let's think about it. If the employer is not paying for the electricity that the employee is consuming because they're working at home and the employee either is not authorized or doesn't know that they can request reimbursement for those costs, who wins? I think the employer wins. Yeah. I mean, think about it. This could be interesting. So what does this really have to do with real estate? Well, I think it has a lot to do with real estate, because if organizations that occupy properties that are classified as, say, industrial or retail or office, and the companies don't necessarily need to occupy that space anymore, what do they do with the space? Well, maybe they just shutter it and hold it because maybe they're so big it doesn't matter. It's not going to affect their bottom line. Or maybe they just dispose of those assets and they'll let another entity come in and acquire those things. Or maybe those particular assets, they get reconverted. I mean, Google headquarters. I'm not saying Google headquarters is converting over. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying big, ginormous building. I would think that somebody that has a development mindset could go in there and see the potential for maybe converting a facility like that into some kind of pretty cool apartment community or condominium. Now, I don't invest in condos because I think they're the devil. I really do think they're the devil, because when you buy a condominium, you give up all control over your investment. That's part of the reason we don't invest in condos. But what I'm pointing out here is that changes in how we work could have an impact on us as providers of clean, functional workforce housing. Think about it. Maybe the people, let's say it's a husband and wife, and they live in a one-bedroom apartment. Maybe in the pandemic, they wound up converting, say, the bedroom to the office. And, you know, one or both of them worked in the bedroom during the day. Well, maybe that's a little cramped. Maybe it makes more sense for them to upgrade to a two-bedroom apartment. Go ahead and move, so that they have a bedroom and now they have an office. Interesting, right? So now all of a sudden, somebody that had demand for a one bedroom now has demand for a two bedroom. All right, what about the the family that has mom and dad and maybe one or two small kids living in the two-bedroom apartment. Same situation. They're occupying the bedroom, one bedroom, as the office. They're occupying the other bedroom, or maybe the kitchen table, as the schoolroom. Maybe they need a three-bedroom. Maybe a three-bedroom apartment makes sense for a family that originally could do just fine with a two-bedroom apartment. The reason I bring all this up is these are things that we just need to think about in the back of our mind from time to time as we consider assets that we're looking to acquire. Because at the end of the day, everything filters down to your customers' wants, needs, and desires. You heard me correctly. Everything boils down to what your customer wants, needs, or desires. And in the real estate sector that we're focused on, that's exactly what we focus on. We want to make sure that the people that we enter into business relationships with in the form of a lease, because they're leasing housing from us, that they get not only clean, functional workforce housing, but that it's the nicest type of unit available for the money. Now, I'm not saying you go in and rehab an apartment community and you put everything at, like, you know, top shelf kind of materials, because doing that doesn't work in every neighborhood. You have to do a little bit of a market analysis to understand what the neighborhoods are offering, because those other apartment communities out there, they're technically your competition, unless it's another Lifestyles Unlimited member, in which case you probably know them and you're working together, you know, helping each other out, because that's how we roll. So when you figure out what the wants, needs, or desires of your customer will be, that gives you a better idea of what kind of assets maybe you need to look at acquiring for the next go-round. So, if you're selling a bunch of apartment communities right now, which I'm kind of doing, and you're looking to buy new apartment communities to invest in, maybe I need to change my product selection criteria. I don't know. We'll think about it when we come back. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so the Zillow survey that we've been talking about also indicated that 84% of the United States workers that were polled, 84% want to remotely work at least a few days a month. Yeah, so people got a taste of remote working, and they're kind of like, yeah, you know what? I'm okay with it. I'd like to kind of do this. And maybe their jobs indicate that, okay, you have to physically be there to do certain things. I understand that. But there are certain tasks that you can do that you don't necessarily need to get into your car and drive to the office to do, especially with all the automation that we have nowadays and the fact that everybody does everything automatically-ish. Okay, you know where I'm going. But here's the other thing. 84% want to work remotely at least a few days a month, but 44% want to work from home all the time. All the time. Yeah, they are probably looking for positions that would allow them to do that. Now keep in mind, A lot of people were affected by the pandemic. People are still being affected by the pandemic. And I don't want to get into the conversation on masks and shots and stuff like that. That doesn't matter to me right now. What matters to me are the people that I will provide housing to in the future. Absolutely. Absolutely important. And when I learn that 44% of the United States workers out there really want to just keep working from home, maybe I need to take into consideration space appropriate for somebody to work from. I mean, not think about it, right? So, you know, one of the things that we tend to do at Lifestyles Unlimited when we are analyzing a property, and then we look at comparable properties in the neighborhood to see what's available out there, we like to add something extra to the property. Something that all the other properties on the market, they're missing. They just don't have. Maybe it's a backsplash in the kitchen. Maybe it's a microwave that mounts over the range, an oven with its own vent system. Maybe it's something else. But what if that extra something were a place that was like a little mini office? I don't know, man. I'm just thinking of things that we could do to make sure we are focused on our customers. So this kind of gets me thinking, because I'm in the process of rehabbing a three-bedroom house right now. It's three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage in a nice part of the northeast portion of San Antonio. And, you know, my target market for that house is a family. I mean, that's who I'm looking for. Once I get this thing done, I'm looking for a family that has some kids, because it's a three-bedroom, two-bath. So, you know, my initial thought is this is a great house for somebody that has maybe one or two kids, because if you've got two kids and you've got three bedrooms, each kid can have their own bedroom. I mean, isn't that kind of one of those things that we as parents want to do for our children? But what if it makes more sense for that family to double the kids up and make that third bedroom more of an office or a classroom or something like that? What do we need to do to make it better? And I think the answer is not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. But I think we need to consider that when a family is looking for our properties to live in, one of the things they're probably shopping for is high-speed internet. So maybe that's a consideration when you're looking at houses to buy, or you're looking at apartment communities to buy. Maybe we need to take a little bit more of a look at the availability of high-speed internet into that area. Yeah, I mean, because if it's not there, maybe that would affect our ability to find great people to live in our home. Or, let me take it another step. What if you, as the person that's looking to buy in a particular area, coordinates directly with the utilities and makes that happen for the neighborhood? Yeah, Lifestyles Unlimited members do that. Now, we don't talk about that on the show, but there are things that Lifestyles Unlimited members do that improve the overall neighborhood. And I'm not saying you have to go out and, you know, install Google Fiber or whatever's out there. I'm not saying that's what you have to do. I'm just saying it's one of those things you may need to take into consideration when you're buying properties. Because if people are going to be planning to work more from home, we need to make sure that the serviceable pieces that they need are available to them. So, yeah, something to put on your checklist of, does this property have that? Here's another thing that I thought was very interesting. Half of millennial and Gen Z workers who don't know their employer's post-pandemic plans say they're least likely to to consider getting a new job if they end up working in person more often than they would like. That's like half of them. Large numbers of workers report that various aspects of working from home are now very or extremely important to them, such as control over their life and their time. 69% of the respondents said that was important to them. And here's it, 64% said the freedom to live where they want. Think about that. Think about that. How can you provide support to people that are trying to get that? Now, you and I are not going to go to bat for our residents and their bosses. Okay, that's between the people that want to rent from us and their bosses. But if the country as a whole is pushing back on employers, and maybe that's part of what is going on with our shortage of workers in this country. Maybe there's a little bit to do with that. What can you do to make your properties even more effective for your residents? Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm already thinking of a couple of things. You know, I'll be honest with you. Now, I'm not going to provide internet service and stuff like that. I think people are smart enough they can get their own stuff. But as I review where my properties are located, every one of them is in a location that has high-speed internet. Now, I never really gave that a lot of concern previously, but this article is making me think about how important that is. The other thing that I think is important is stability of utilities, which what you don't want is you don't want to be in an area where, you know, you constantly have brownouts or rotating brownouts like they do in California, because that'll mess you up. That you won't have power. You're down for whatever time that power goes down. So, I mean, you know, think about things like that. I think utilities are kind of important when you think about it. Utilities are one of those things we put on the back burner. We just kind of look at them as they're kind of a given. But at the end of the day, they create value for our properties. They create access that our residents need to the different types of services that those utilities provide. It's important stuff. It is important stuff. So where do we go from here? If all of these people are thinking about working from home, should we change our business model to accommodate them? And I would suggest to you, maybe you need a minor little tweak. Maybe you need to take into consideration what your customer will be in the future. Because if your customer is looking for a place to live and work and maybe instruct their children, is it possible that you can create a product that speaks to the desires of that customer base? And I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can absolutely do it. You can absolutely tweak your properties how you need to tweak them so that you position your properties as even more competitive in the marketplace. I think it's pretty cool stuff. I really do. All right. So at the end of the day, workers desire what workers desire. And as the last part of that article suggested, they're desiring control over their life and their time. To be honest with you, I think the easiest way for you to obtain control over your life and your time is to sign up and become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because that's exactly what we do. We will teach you how to get that done. We will teach you, like Jeff, to get that done in 5 years so that you put a date on the calendar and you go, that's my date. That's my get out of jail free card right there in January. I am walking away from corporate America and I am not looking back. And that's exactly what Jeff was able to do in a 5 year period. We can help you get that done too. So how do you get started? Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com. I'll say it again, lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop and let's get you started.
Thank you
you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.